Well, let's in fact jump in. Let me jump in here. Speaking about playing from home being an advantage, we saw a bit of that last night, didn't we, with the Power and the Cats. 25,000 screaming Port Adelaide fans got Tommy Rockliffe and his boys across the line. He joins us, the Port Adelaide Star. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are we?
We're going well, not as well as you, though. Finals. You've been waiting for a while for finals. It looks like fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything I imagined and more. There's no doubt that there's more pressure and you got to earn your kicks, that's for sure. So we felt like Geelong were on top, probably more so in that second quarter than anywhere. And then once we wrestled that momentum, particularly in the third quarter, we played the brand of footy we wanted. And had we just finished the quarter the way we wanted, instead of letting that one goal through with danger, it was a pretty good second half.
Tom, how hot was it in the kitchen in that contest? You were right there. You had Joel Selwood early in the match and you just seemed to be more intense for longer. You almost wore them down with the way you played your footy last night.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a high-pressure game, and particularly won and lost in that midfield. We felt like last time we played them, they got on top around there. So they had plenty of easy ball coming out the front to find Hawkins. One-on-one inside 50, and they found him enough last night, but they were from much better position on the ground for us. He was wide a lot of the time. He had a lot of tough shots. And we felt like through the midfield that they weren't getting that clean ball. And when we got the opportunity to win our clearances and go forward, we just played the brand of footy we wanted to. We got it in long and deep in our forward half, got a big contest from our tools, and then our smalls just turned up. And it was great to see Stevie Motlop kick three and be the real match winner that we all know he can be, and he was outstanding.
Tom, after waiting so long, you personally just looked locked in last night. It just looked like you're waiting for it and you wanted that excitement, that game, that pressure of a final. You clearly performed, but can you just take us through your role? Because it looked like you sort of went to Selwood last night, but in the end, it was sort of you that were probably the more attacking in the end.
Yeah, I think since I've come back in, I've tried to be a defensive type mid for the boys. You obviously know Boakey and Ollie and Pep, they're all in pretty good form. And it's just important that we get the balance right around that we're all not ball hunting or all trying to win the footy at once. So I think at the moment we've got a really good balance of that, and we have for most of the season, but particularly the back half of the season, we've just got the balance right. And I know what my role is in the team, to win the footy in close, get it to the outside receivers, runners. I'm not going to be the one that takes the running bounces down the wing and stuff like that. So just making sure that I play to my strengths, and that is the defensive side as well, making sure my tackling's where it needs to be and just fighting and scrapping, trying to get a hand in there. And if they do win the clearance that it's coming out, I'm pretty scrappy and no clean ball. And I felt like we were able to do that as a unit last night. I don't think they got a lot of clean clearances. I know they're on top at halftime in the stoppage numbers and contested footy, but I think we really wrestled that back. And as I said, I didn't feel like they were coming out cleanly from stoppage.
Tom, was there a clear focus to be a little bit more aggressive last night? I had to sum up the game this morning on radio, and I just wrote harder and circled harder. I thought you guys were so much better in there. You had nearly 20 more tackles than the opposition. Was there a clear focus to be a little bit more aggressive than normal?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's just finals footy. I think the intensity goes up, and we're lucky enough that we've got some pretty aggressive guys in there. Sam Power, Pepper, Ollie Wines, but the guys that I've touched on, Scott Lysett as well. And we knew that it might take until the third quarter, the last quarter, to really break the game open. So we just have to keep going and going for as long as we could. And we were able to do that last night. We were able to stay in the fight for longer. And Kenny gave us the double barrels at half-time, the midfield group. He certainly told us what he thought of our game, and we weren't at the level that we needed to be. And to his credit, after the game, he said we really lifted, and it was probably a fair rocket at the time to give to us. And the most pleasing thing was we were able to respond to it.
You've done that all year, Tom, and now you're through to a preliminary final at home, which is going to be super exciting in a fortnight's time. Freshen the body up, mate. Get them back to sleep, and we look forward to seeing how you go in a couple of weeks. Well done.
No sleep with the 3-year-old. Thanks, guys.
Tom Rockliffe, Port Adelaide Stars, one of their best last night in the win.